companies have access to radio ads and TV ads and online newspapers. The one space that is supposed to be sacredly ours, belonging to the public, for the public, by the public, is, as the name implies, public space. There's something about them that has always seemed grotesque to me and just so out of place. I don't think that billboards have any appropriate function in a public space. This is the corner here, we're here. We're on Burnside Drive right now, a beautiful side street in Toronto. And this, believe it or not, is number 25 Burnside. But then you've got these. They're so big. They're just so big. It's like the way Donald Trump tweets in all caps. You wanna go up on one? I think this could be turned into a little cafe up here. This would be really nice seating. There'd be a conveyor belt. Your coffee will just come to you right here. Beautiful view. I actually took the time to ask the city if these billboards even had proper permits. Like, are they allowed to be there? And the city wrote back and said, no, these billboards aren't supposed to be there. We're going to have them removed. This is a mistake. That was 15 years ago. Billboards don't have proper permits, then technically they're actually pieces of corporate garbage just lying around, in which case I think it's our duty as citizens to clean up that garbage. I started doing political activism in my late teens. I have a lot of archives down here from like decades of activist projects. Ranked ballot campaign. This is the BC referendum on voting reform. City Idol. This is original Toronto Public Space Committee stuff from 20 years ago. Here we go. This is 15 years ago. I think it's such an important issue, and I think the way we communicate with each other visually in our own neighborhoods really affects people's sense of belonging and importance and empowerment. But for people who get involved with politics and activism, when you've got poverty and you've got a pandemic happening and you've got housing issues and you've got issues around race and equality, it's unlikely that the issue around billboards will go to the top of anyone's agenda. But I think it should be there. I think it affects all those other issues. You know, you could say it's sad to look back and realize we're still fighting the same fights we were in the 90s. That's life. That's politics. These fights never end. And clearly, I hoard things. This is the monthly meeting of the Toronto Public Space Committee.
Sure, thank you.
I'm always curious if the billboard companies are showing up at these meetings. So I'm just looking at the names that I don't know to see if they might be watching. I once had a billboard company send enough people to a meeting to outvote me, and they put forward a motion to cancel our campaign against them.
On to an update from Dave on the billboard spot.
I have two questions to ask you guys right now. One is that there's some locations where we need to actually go on the ground and do triangulation and figure out whose property it's on. Any, just hands up if anyone's interested in, oh, I see a thumbs up from Igor. Parking lot is private property right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of a green outline on the map that is part of the hydro right of way. And as far as I can tell, the billboard literally crosses the line. Can we look for property markers just anywhere, anything?
I mean,
It's beeping like essentially everywhere here.
You didn't bring a machete? Didn't I write that in the email?
I've never felt so attacked by nature. I mean, in the end, the city should be doing this work anyway, so I could just ask the city, like, can you guys figure this out?
I'll regret this tomorrow.
That slows things down. It's better if we can show them evidence that we've already figured it out. Inspector Meslin is not impressed with what I'm seeing. So I was hoping we could say, it's on this property. Is there a permit or not? But I really can't tell. But I would bet this was put up without any permit. It's a matter of proving it and then convincing staff to enforce their own rules.
Why don't we put some signs on them? Like notice of
investigation.
To investigate. We'll put a lot of that legalese stuff that scares the shit out of people.
I'm definitely putting a sign up here. These billboards are now under investigation by the Toronto Public Space Committee. Aside from asking city staff to look into the 20 or so billboards that we're looking at, I also filed a Freedom of Information request. And any citizen can file one of these, and it's a way to get information from the government that usually wouldn't be able to get. It's not on a website, it's not in a flyer, but it's technically public information. I applied a few weeks ago. I said, does the city have a list of all the billboards and any cross-reference data about whether they have permits or not? So I got a response. The decision is access is granted in full to the records provided for review. I have to pay a $10 fee for a USB stick. Wasn't expecting that. The records will be mailed to you after we receive a check or money order. I love how the government makes it as hard as possible. I can't do this by PayPal. I can't do it by e-transfer. I have to send them a check or a money order. It's so frustrating that government is like so committed to being stuck in the dark ages. It's great when they're 15. You do all the hard lifting. Activism doesn't pay the bills. So I've got this new side gig going with my kid. We're fabricating and installing bike racks so people can lock their bicycles in front of their house.
You don't have to make the beeping sounds.
Okay, go. Other way.
Oh, right. Righty tighty, lefty loosey. A little more. And stop.
I started doing like political activism in my late teens. There's an addictive nature to it. The pressures and expectations of being seen as a leader can be a really heavy weight. Ugh. And it can create some serious mental health issues. So I've gone through a few major depressive episodes related to burnout and depression. That's it for today. Every breakdown I had triggered an identity crisis. You put everything into a campaign, all you've got for months. And when you lose, you can just feel like such an idiot, like a failure. I was worried that my activism was killing me. And the only way I could survive was to drop politics and activism entirely. But I also knew that political work is so embedded in my DNA. It's such a part of who I am. I really struggled with trying to understand where my life was going. You know, what does a 20-year-old activist turn into? And then I met Tuker.
There we go.
He was a full-time activist. He lived and breathed activism. It wasn't like something he did, it was something he was. He was smart. He was clever. He knew how to take an issue and get it on the front page.
I like to use theater and drama and imagery and humor to put forward ideas about what our city could be. Year 2000 in Toronto, concept is to share so that nobody goes to bed hungry and that everybody has a roof above their heads.
I don't remember Tuker in any context other than activism. So I don't really have memories of him just as a friend. I want to be like him, but I'm also don't want to, I want to diverge from his journey, from where it took him. Okay, so essentially I did a Freedom of Information request to the city saying, what have you guys got in terms of a database of existing signs and whether or not you have permits? And we'll know right away, hopefully, which sites have permits. Okay, check your emails. Don't open it yet. You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah. It's a big list.
Yeah, they did a good job, I think.
It's a big list.
Okay, I'm opening it. Invoice dates. Ah, it's done by the tax amount. So there's 1,570
what is
multiple
that total?
Signs. Almost 10 million.
Annually, wow.
That's what we're up against. Where's the part about permits? I don't see anything here about permits. So I think we need to follow up. This does not have the data I asked for. When it comes to advocacy, we're up against these companies who have multi-million dollar budgets. They can hire the best lobbyists, the best PR people. So we need to try every tactic we can. I'm just your assistant today.
Okay,
madam,
good for you,
I have your table.
It's a nice table.
How are you? We'll go over to the grass, I guess. Yeah. Anyone bring any flowers?
No. These are earthworms.
There is no reason to be intimidated by me whatsoever, I guarantee you.
Okay.
You're the one actually with the power, right? You're asking me questions, so I don't know what's coming.
Good point.
Yeah.
The billboards, the Burnside billboards. They've been there for quite a while, and they could be distracting as there's a lot of drivers near there, and not only just because it's an ad or a billboard, but because it's so sudden in the middle of all these trees mm-hmm. and things.
What am I looking at?
I think they're emails concerning the billboards from quite a while ago.
This is dated 2006.
It said there was something about new information which none of us were really sure of what it was.
So you just heard that there was new information
mm-hmm.
that ended up having them remain, but they
yes.
never divulged what that was?
Yeah.
How would you like to work together to look into if they're allowed to be there, and let's follow up and have a discussion.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm feeling really strong, really focused and creative, productive, and just mellow. I wrote this last year on an airplane. In the middle of burnout. So it says, you are here. And then it's got all these paths forward of different projects I could be working on. So this is the billboard thing. I decided that this is a hobby. It'll never be funded. I don't want it to be funded. I want it to be a hobby. It's when you start getting really hyper excited about the work and when you're being fueled on adrenaline that you risk burning out. Hey, Sylvia, look at us in our matching hoodies.
Hey.
We're the squad, man, billboard squad. So look what I have.
That's so exciting.
It might be exciting. It might be nothing. Either they're just sending us the same garbage again, or they caved and sent us what I know they have. Okay, here we go. Better be different.
It's a nice USB with the city's logo on it. Okay, I'm scared to look at it. You look at it. Tell me what you see. I want permits. I want something. Give us something. If they gave us a second decision.
Permit numbers.
Permit numbers?
This building signed permit number.
Nice.
Like, I'm just scrolling down, and when you get to, like, the 800, there's a bunch that say no permit records have been located.
There are 662 entries that say no permit records have been located. This is great. This is the first time I've ever seen this data. 25 Burnside, no permit records have been located. Ha ha, this is amazing.
Your persistence paid off. They seem to have sent everything. Given up.
What do we do now with all this? This is amazing.
Now we can give them a list and say, according to your records, it seems like these don't have permits.
Right.
Can you confirm
right.
to either have them removed or have them get permits or...
Okay, cool. All right. Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping out with this.
In some ways, we revere the most famous activists in history. You know, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. Everyone loves a good activist. But no one wants their kids to go down that route. So when I was in my 20s, everyone I grew up with was in university, launching careers, and I'm marching in the streets with artists. I never had anyone to turn to, and the one guy who I did jumped off a bridge. Is that where my path yeah. goes? Does my path inevitably lead to taking my own life?
And this is a place you were before.
I've been there before. I've been there 3 times now. Each time I felt like I probably wasn't going to come out of it. I might have had stress, like anyone does, but I was coping. And then suddenly I'm just crying like a baby for months. And I started to fear myself more than anything.
I feel like it's all coming back to Tucker now, because that was the first time that you had that burnout, was after he died.
One of the questions in my head was, like, can you be an activist in your 30s, 40s? And the only answer I could find really was Tucker. When he stepped off the bridge, this anchor that I had emotionally attached myself to suddenly was gone, and it put everything I had done in question.
So, you were at the meeting last time. So I did a Freedom of Information request. So this includes the Burnside information that they've had for like 15 years and were never thought they should share. They did get a notice of violation saying that you've never had a sign permit, and nothing in here suggests otherwise.
I feel like they're throwing everything they can at this just
right.
to get something to stick.
Because they never had permits. The fact that they've done all this digging and haven't found anything with the word permit in it, I think that'd be really powerful to be able to say in these 47 pages you've sent us, the word permit doesn't appear once.
Ellicott, I just want to thank you for skipping out of school a little bit early for this.
Well, I don't even have a class right now.
Okay.
You're welcome.
So, Josh, what have you learned?
So, the long and the short of it is that the advice that I'm getting from the city staff is that they aren't convinced that they have all the tools they need in the toolbox to effectively get rid of these signs. So, to say it very plainly, whatever the city or I would do, they see it ending up in court where they are not convinced that the company would be unsuccessful. And
they're not willing to try. They don't know. So they're avoiding trying, even trying to defend their own bylaw out of fear of losing.
Wouldn't that be like not playing a baseball game because you might not win?
I said the exact verbatim. That's funny. I used the exact same example.
It's pathetic. I don't buy it.
That's reasonable.
I find it kind of sad that the city's own lawyers are caving on this. You have not seen any information that would lead you to believe that a permit exists for these signs.
No.
Okay.
It's easy to get really emotionally attached. I've done this. Like your campaign becomes like a child. And then when you lose a campaign, it's like, it's so crushing. And we usually lose campaigns because of the stupidest reasons, just because someone's trying to make a buck. It's always like walking this fine line. You want to play by the rules, but you have to be prepared to push the envelope a bit. This is a letter that Tuker wrote. Dear activist, it's another strange day for me. I lived, breathed, and focused on activism. It kept me thinking, inspired, interested, and alive, but it also allowed me to ignore other things in life that now, suddenly, I realize I never developed. And now I find myself in a dark and confusing labyrinth, trying to feel my way back to sanity and calm. I think I've been in a place that was as dark as he was that day. The scariest thing for me was worrying that I would make the same mistake Tuker did. I was able to maintain enough faith to believe that the nightmare would end. And Tuker didn't get back from that space. The part Tuker was missing and the part that I've learned how to do really well, I think, at this point, is just loving myself and not feeling bad about that. He wouldn't want us crying over him. He'd be like, sorry, guys. You know, sorry I had to do that, but like, don't let it distract you from your activism. You gotta go save the world. At the end of the day, for me, it's all about power. Why don't we have power? I'm not thrilled with how the city has acted. I feel like there's a bit of negligence on their part. Just a regular work day for the Toronto Public Space Committee Bylaw Citizen Enforcement Unit. Someone's got to do it. The city bureaucracy will never be a leader in reform. There's always going to be a private interest that interferes with the needs of the community.
Woo.
And if the community doesn't stand up for themselves, they'll get trampled. We've been pretty lucky with rain so far. Okay, this is going to be a little hard. This is really wet. You ready? Tuker inspired me by making me realize that sometimes you have to be a little theatrical. Oh, it's beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous. I can't stop laughing. The human species has improved itself through millions of tiny victories. People, in their own way, at their own pace, trying to make a difference. All these changes happen, not because of any one hero. It's because thousands and thousands of people fought against something that was wrong. And I'm a part of it. I'm tired. I need a milkshake.